gathering for all Christians is not a good thing?
Well, yeah, when you don't obey Jesus, you can't gather in his name. So American churchianity doesn't obey Jesus.
So nobody should gather in his name then, because nobody is perfect.
Well, first of all, actually, the Bible calls us to be perfect over 20 times in the New Testament. Have you studied the New Testament?
Some. I wouldn't say I'm a scholar.
Okay, so how can you know how to worship God if you haven't studied? 20 times in the New Testament, it tells us to be perfect. You know what the word perfect means? Not that you never made a mistake. Only Jesus was perfect and sinless. Uh-huh. It means complete and mature. So that means today, go look it up. It does. Go look up.
Okay.
So that means today, next week, next month, next year, you should be more complete and mature than you were before.
Sure.
When you're complete and mature, you test everything. Mm-hmm. When you test American churchianity, the gospel they preach that leaves you like the world is not the biblical gospel. Hold on.
Okay.
The shed blood of Jesus calls you out of the world.
Okay.
And you believe him and follow him in repentance, leaving all your sin, your worldliness, your false religion, which is the American church system. And when God sees someone who's willing to obey, he gives the Holy Spirit.
Okay, just to go back.
Now, let me finish the gospel.
Okay, all right.
The fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience. Testing. If you're here, you haven't tested. Most of these people don't know the Bible. They know the Bible about as much as they could pick up a bull elephant and throw him. They know bits and pieces, but they don't know what God's word says. But Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. So how can we follow Jesus if we don't know the Bible? Let me say something. Most of these people here know their manual to their job and their school better than they know the word of God.
Okay. Are you going to listen? Let me ask.
And the last part is you got to endure. You got to endure to the end. So what's your question?
So are you saying Pharisees are like, you know, the perfect Christians since they knew the word?
They were hypocrites.
Okay.
That was their sin. That was their sin.
If I didn't know the New Testament, why should I be here?
That was their sin.
So you're saying if I don't study the Bible, I shouldn't be a Christian?
No. I'm saying you should study the Bible to be a Christian and be born by that gospel.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, you are led of the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans 8:1. The Bible says in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are led by the Spirit, not the flesh.
How are you testing?
This is flesh, not led by the Spirit. There you go. You got. There you go. You're Christian. See that? We got to like watch out, children here. We got the F word flying out. This is American Christianity.
Who said the F word?
What did you just say?
Not the F word.
What did you say? What did you say then? Say it again.
So
I'm giving you a chance now. What did you say?
So
I didn't hear the F word.
Accusing me of saying.
So
the
what
F
did you say,
did
sir?
Say the F
what did you say?
I said you're wanting to test, but you're not giving him the opportunity to test.
I'm telling him he's got to test by the word of God.
You just want to talk over him.
He's got to test by the word of God. If he hasn't tested, if he hasn't tested, and he doesn't know the word of God,
I'm not scared at all.
If he hasn't tested and knows the word of God, why would I stand and listen to him? Why would I stand and listen to him?
How do we know you do?
Because I'm telling you the truth of God. I'm telling you, I'm quoting scripture.
But
Romans says you
Christ?
Can't please God in the flesh. Romans 8:8.
So you're telling us this
flesh.
Is the word of the God.
You cannot please God in your flesh. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and in truth. This is not the truth of God. So true Christians, to answer your question, follow the word of God. Okay? They don't follow flesh.
Okay, just maybe.
And if you don't
not
know the word of God, you can't follow the word of God.
Hold up. Maybe I am not 100% Bible scholar and all of that, but
then
I
you
heard
can't
some
follow
of their
Jesus
songs.
Until you know the truth.
Oh, so I can follow Jesus
start
on
studying.
Top and become a scholar?
Start studying.
Okay, so before I study, am I just
learn
right,
one
am I
thing?
Not a Christian right
ready?
Now?
Learn one thing.
Lifetime. It's not one day.
Learn this. Learn one thing at a time. Do you think cussing and swearing? I thought that man said the F word. If he didn't, my bad. Do you think swearing is a sin?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then you should stop that. That's one thing you learned today. You don't do it no more. Then
yeah,
tomorrow,
I didn't know that
hey,
before,
tomorrow okay. You're looking at porn. Do you think looking at porn is sinful?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then you should stop that. That's how you learn. So test this.
Okay, so
test your church system
what
you go
part
to.
Part of this can, you know, include
test your church
cussing,
system you go to.
Watching porn and all of that. What part of this includes any of the sin?
Actually, it's very similar because this is flesh. It's actually worse. When you add Jesus' name onto lies, it's absolutely the worst. The level of judgment for people that put the holy, holy, holy God's name on false Christianity like this.
How is this
test
false
your church system. What
you
church system
talking.
Do you go to? What church?
I'm a Southern Baptist.
There you go. The Baptist faith. Have you ever tested it to the Word of God?
I know that I'm a Christian. I didn't ask that.
You're united to the Baptist faith. Who invented the Baptist faith?
I don't know.
Man, 1600s.
Okay.
You keep a false gospel that leaves you in the world. I can see that. You're here and I can see. How about this one? You keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that God never ordained. They're not in God's word.
Are you, let me get this right. Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
No, sir. We don't belong to any man-made religion.
Okay, so do you know
We've come out of the world.
So you know Hebrew?
We don't need a denomination like everybody here has.
Do you speak Hebrew?
Doesn't matter, ma'am. If you're here, you're in sin.
Do you speak Hebrew?
No, but I know Hebrew words. I don't speak it fluently.
Okay, so when you read the Bible, do you read the absolutely original version that was written many, many years ago?
Actually, we can look at the Greek and the Hebrew, and we can look at the root words, and it can give us the truth. The Bible's the most accurate book ever written.
Right, but do you read the original version?
Nothing's even close. They actually have the manuscripts to build the whole New Testament.
But do you read that?
24,000 ancient manuscripts.
You're not answering my question.
See, now you're going to the Word of God. Now you want to. So you don't believe the Word of God is true?
I absolutely believe in the Word of God.
Then why are you picking apart the Word of God? Why are you picking apart the Word of God?
Oh, now I'm the one picking.
Gospel, good news. Christ made the narrow way. Hope you repent, sir. Christ made the narrow way. Hey, you know what? If I thought you said a swear word, I apologize to you, sir. I do apologize to that. I thought I heard it. I'll listen to my audio. But that's not going to save you on judgment day as you live like the world, neighbor. Now we got Christians going here attacking the Word of God, saying, can we trust the Word of God? We got worldliness. We got carnality. We got pride. We got false holidays. We got fleshly worship. You're not worshiping Jesus here, neighbors. You're not worshiping God in spirit and truth. Seek the kingdom of God. God is gracious and merciful. But don't tempt him, lest you lose your soul.